One, two, three, tiddly bee, 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 tiddly bee, bee, bee. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning into this Brew Happy Radio Show. I'm your host, Damian DeBizer, as the voice of beer. And today we have with us the lovely and incomparable Bronwyn Landis, the Green Goddess Botanic.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, it's so good to be here.
It's great to have you back.
Thanks. Yeah, I know I've been kind of on and off. The show.
Yeah, we missed you.
I missed you too.
Yeah.
I really miss Monday nights drinking and hanging out with you guys.
And talking about beer.
Oh man, beer's the best.
Oh yeah, but yep. well, we got you back, and we're doing this episode separately from the rest of the crew because we actually went to Seattle this past week, and we got a lot of news to share with you about that trip. But first, I have some beer I want to drink. Now, we featured this beer last week. This is the Matchless Beer Mongers ESB. I liked it so much, I had to have it again. It's the beer so nice, you have to drink it twice. Bronwyn, go ahead.
It's a beautiful can. Yeah. I love that color green.
Try this out.
Okay, I'm coming. Thank you.
Wow, the table's so long. This is my COVID table, so it's like
extra spaced out.
Yeah, it's like a 10-foot table.
Yeah, it's nice. Oh wow, it's a darker color than I would have expected.
Yeah,
that is like a really pretty ambery color, mm-hmm. or like a.
Yeah, go ahead and hold it up to the light.
That's yeah, nice, it's kind of
almost looks comes off visually cloudy. As an amber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit cloudy. It's got a nice head on it.
Just a touch, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's taste it.
Ooh.
So, wait, this says Beer Mongers on it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so Matchless did this in honor of Beer Mongers and in collaboration. So, Sean Campbell himself was there a part of the brew. So.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
We love Sean.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, well, cheers to Beer Mongers for making this really extra special beer.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the one. Right on. Okay, so I'm reading the back of this can.
Yeah.
Because I normally would not order an extra special bitter.
Oh, but, no?
Mm-mm. No, I guess I assumed that they'd be more hoppy.
Oh.
So it's definitely more malty to me.
Is it?
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is maybe the first ESB I've ever had. So it looks like it has Willamette hops, and it's got three different grains: pale, Munich,
okay,
and dark crystal.
Oh.
And it's got flagship yeast.
Yeah.
And it says bringing back a classic for the descriptors. So it seems like maybe they've done this before.
It's some good stuff.
Wow, it's really good.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me that it's malty?
Very malty.
Okay.
And it's they're usually more bitter.
This one doesn't taste bitter. It's like sweet and
very
yummy.
Very,
oh my gosh. I'm trying to get a good scent. Like, what would you say it smells like? Malt.
Like a hint of caramel.
Yeah.
And,
it's like
wheat.
Yeah. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad we tried that one because that's really good.
Yeah, that is. And then what did you pick up when we went over to Seattle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we went up to Seattle for my birthday. Well, technically it was for your beer sales, but We also kind of went up there for my birthday.
That was pretty cool.
It was fun. Yeah. I don't remember what the name of the place was that we got this, though.
Okay, so we one of our first stops was Bottle Works, and that's really exciting because Bottle Works is a hub of the local beer community in Seattle, one of the many. They're famous for doing a lot of different collabs with other breweries. And so a lot of breweries in Washington, they like to do collabs with their beer buyer partners and
so
celebrate
cool.
the places. That,
like this one,
yeah,
with Beer Mongers.
Like Beer Mongers, yeah.
Ah.
It's very, very common. Brandon's very busy running around doing lots of different collabs from Bottle Works. And we dropped off some fresh hop beer from Culmination, and when we were doing that, I chose some things out of the fridge that I'm gonna share next week, and then you picked this out. This one was your pick.
I did. I actually chose two, but the other one we're saving because it's a pumpkin beer. I want to save it for when we get closer to Halloween.
Okay, fair enough.
This one is from Evil Twin, which, you know, if you've been around on the show for a long time, you've totally known that I'm super into Evil Twin Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Prairie Brewing as well, which is where the other beer came from.
Artisanal ales, yeah.
Yeah. I love the dark dessert stouts, and Evil Twin and Prairie just do it so well. Also, Omnipolo.
Yeah.
We used to get them a lot from the Upper Lip.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, so I found myself really drawn to this Evil Twin Brewing can. It's got like donuts on the cover, on the can. So then I read the description. It says strawberry jelly donut, even more Jesus.
Oh wow!
And
what discoveries were made.
I know. It is an imperial stout with donuts and strawberries.
Oh wow!
So that sounds right up my alley.
Yeah.
It is 12%, so
boy.
I cannot drink it on my own.
Yeah.
I might even be able to handle just like a small
All right, so it sounds like this is probably going to be a short show. Mm. Bronwyn and I are basically going to be covering our trip to Seattle and Tacoma. And we did stop at Centralia on the way up.
Yes.
On Monday.
Mm.
And so we were going up Monday. We stopped at Juice Box,
which I love.
Yeah,
oh my God,
that place is awesome. If you haven't been through there, you got to stop off in Centralia and check out the Juice Box.
What a totally unexpected spot.
Yeah,
too.
They're open I think they're open by noon.
Like you walk in and it's beautiful. Like the bar is there. You know, they've got these beautiful big windows, which I could see having just like tons of plants just cascading in their front windows.
Of course you can.
But they've got this really beautiful design aesthetic. Like
yeah.
The furniture is great. The throw pillows, the design pillows are like gorgeous.
They did a really good job on that
bar. The bathroom is cool. Like everything looks gorgeous. And then there's like a secret back room that is enormous. And it's got this beautiful stained glass bottles.
It's a venue with even more. It's got a full bar.
Stage.
It's got a dance floor, and there's a stage with some couches on it. It looks like it's set up for a talk show.
Yeah.
Maybe a talk show about beer?
I think that would be amazing.
Maybe the Brew Happy Show.
People would flock from all over the land to hear the Brew Happy Show.
That's
on the
right.
Stage of Juice Box.
From all across the land.
That one fateful night. Anyway, you and I are a bunch of weirdos. But anyway, you really do have to go to Juice Box.
Yeah, you
gotta
check
place
that place
is the
out.
Shit. It's super cool. Yeah, the design is great.
Very knowledgeable staff, too.
Mm. Yes, they were very nice.
Yeah, every time I go in there, it's a different person, but they're all like, you know, you can talk shop with them. It's great. And they like music, too.
And they did have some food on the menu. There was like a salad, and I think they had bratwurst or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up
We went down the street to McMenamin's.
Because who doesn't love
the Olympic Club? Yeah, yeah. McMenamin's is good, and you know you gotta. We had the Cajun tots.
Mm-hmm. That was like number one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a Ruby, and I had coffee because we were driving, and so I wanted to just be on more alert. So I got some coffee.
Yeah.
So we hung out there for a bit, and then we got on the road. Yeah, then we went up to Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, Seattle was great. We checked out, quite a few spots. I think one of the first places I ended up was this place called Attaball, which you can't even find. They don't have a sign. You can pretty much enter through the bottom basement or sub-basement level of a building.
It
over
is
by Aslan Brewing.
It's a really quirky spot. It's cool. It's very like a niche market. Would be interested in going there, I think.
Yeah.
We got sucked into watching Space Jam on like a TV from
oh
the
my
early
God,
90s.
We're such dorks. Yeah, so we're sitting at Attaball and
we're drinking the it was a
oh. I don't have my phone on me.
Uh-oh. Okay, let me think. Hold on. It was the Kolsch?
Yeah.
It was a Kolsch.
Yeah, we had a Kolsch by
because remember
Drew
the keg?
Something, Stu Drew or something like that. Anyways, it wasn't any place that I'd ever heard of before. They got a lot of stuff from Georgetown, but I think they need a little bit of Portland swagger to hit their sweet spot.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
That would do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got the Bohemian Pills, I think, would go over really well there. Or there's this Hoppy Lager. That Culmination does. It was kind of an experimental thing, and it's a limited release, so I've been pushing it in
Ooh.
Washington exclusively.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that's you know, it was a really cool place. The story of Attaball is really interesting because it used to be, so Mikkel told me about this the last time we did a Seattle run. And he told me that Attaball used to be a motorcycle repair shop. It was very closed off and kind of niche. And, you know, motorcycle enthusiasts far and wide knew about the place. And they noticed people kind of like to hang out, so they added a little coffee bar and some pinball machines. And then they started noticing people would come to just play pinball and have coffee. And then they noticed that... Or I don't know if maybe coffee was involved. Maybe I'm thinking of CC here in Portland.
Oh, amalgamating the two.
Yeah, because that's how CC started. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyways, the pinball thing, kind of caught on. People would go there for pinball. They added more pinball machines, and then they added a bar, and now it's all pinball machines and a bar. So.
Oh, it's more than just pinball machines.
Yeah.
There's lots of different kinds of video games, and there's so much little like articles of nostalgia everywhere you look. You know, there's
definitely.
Like, I don't know, there's like these little robots that are up on top of a bar.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I think they might have been like toys for children at some point, but like. I don't know. They're little, like, robots.
Oh, they were fans. Yeah, the Tommy robot fans.
Okay.
From, like, the 80s.
See, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember them specifically. If there would be... If, yeah, I don't know. There was also just, like, the old TV that was literally teeny tiny. Like, that was my first TV ever.
Oh, my God.
I had it when I was a kid.
That
it has, like, a...
built-in VCR?
Yeah, totally.
Uh-huh.
And I would hook it up to my original Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
And I would, like, sit on the couch with, like, the TV would be on the couch with me.
Yeah.
And, like, my Nintendo and the TV would be on the couch with me and just be sitting there playing on the games. Anyway, yeah, when I had my Nintendo from ages ago, I had Indiana Jones, and I had this, like, Walt Disney World video game. And, of course, you know, like, the classic Duck Hunt and, like, Mario games as well. But sadly, they didn't have the Nintendo. That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
But they did have a lot of really great other video games, and they had a great beer selection, and there was a really cute puppy that we met named Nugget.
Oh, yeah. Nugget was awesome. They allowed dogs there, which is really nice.
Yeah. I mean, this dog was so sweet. And since losing Dixie, it's just really nice to, like, be around other pets. Yeah. I just really miss dogs.
Yeah, that was tough being without. That's been tough with being without our sidekick. But, yeah, this place was awesome.
It really was. It was so much fun. Like, everywhere you looked, there was just more. It was just layers and layers and layers of really fun things. Even in, like, the bathroom, there's, like, this art installation. It's, like, this mouse. Huh. I don't know. You're just going to have to go and see it for yourself. It's very funny.
Okay. we spent the night. And then the next day, I did some more drop-offs up in Seattle, I went to Aslan Brewing.
Yes, you did.
And then I went back. did we go back to Attaball?
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, but we walked. We were over by there, but that was just because we
went back to the plant shop.
We're going to plant shops.
Yeah.
That was. You know what they need is a plant shop with a bar in it.
Oh my God, that would be so freaking genius.
Maybe we'll have to do that.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Yeah. All right. So let's try this dessert beer. Aslan. So at Aslan, I had the Guiding Star Belgian Lager, which was phenomenal. I was really surprised. So Belgian lagers, you don't come across those very often. I thought it would be, you know, too Belgian-y. But it was very, very evenly balanced, very approachable, even for a novice. And then I had the Helles Vollbier, because you were taking quite a bit of time over there at that plant store.
Yeah. I was getting a backstage tour.
Huh. I thought you were going to say back massage. I was going to be like, what?
No, I was getting a grand tour of the growing area.
Because you're famous.
Sure. Oh, thank you, my adoring public.
Yes,
I love you so much. All of this is possible because of you.
Of course they love you.
Yeah, really, I'm just a big nerd. I'm just nerding out over plants, and it's cool because people also love plants. Yeah. And I found my people.
Yeah.
Which is the more important thing. It's just that I found my community and they love it and I love them.
Well, I think it's almost time to try out your dessert beer. But speaking of your plant activities, I wanted to, since we're doing a short show today, we're kind of already in the second half. I don't know if I'm going to do a commercial break. Do you want to do a commercial break while we sort out this beer situation?
Oh, my God. This beer is, like, blacker than the blackest night I've ever seen. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to go ahead and take a little bit of a break while we get sorted out with... that's going to be so nice.
Good Lord.
Yeah. All right.
Ladies love Brew Happy. How about you?
Hey there, I'm Squeaky Pete. Are you looking to get the word out about your beer-related business? Did you know that podcasts have been rising in popularity since they were first known as audio blogging in the 1980s? With podcasts catching hold in the late 2004, there are more than 115,000 English-speaking podcasts available. Hundreds of them talk about beer, but only one will make you happy. Brew Happy. Advertise with us and get the word out about your business to more than 30,000 listeners. For more info, contact brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Woo-ha!
this urban jungle can I find a decent craft beer?
Look, what's that off in the distance?
Distance? What distance? So conveniently located on the corner of Southeast Division and 12th?
Beer mongers.
Bottle shop and tap room.
Oh no, what's that?
Don't worry, that's just Damien rooting around in their ample selection.
So many different beers!
Beer mongers.
For more beer, call the Beer Mongers at 503-243-6012 or visit thebeermongers.com.
That is a hilarious commercial. It's so good.
Hey, this is Sean from the Beer Mongers, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
I need more beer.
What are you going to do, Bronwyn?
I was jamming out to that Space Jam song.
I know, I saw you.
Jamming.
Yeah, you're a great dancer.
Oh. You are a liar. You are cute. Thanks.
Well, it's good enough for me anyway.
Well, we were sitting there in Attaball.
Yeah.
While Space Jam was on that teeny little TV.
Oh my God, it was
and
so
I'm
small.
Like, and I'm over there and I'm like, welcome to the Space Jam. And
all right.
Dance, and y'all dance, it's a Space Jam.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know the lyrics to that song?
Every word. You know every word.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I
really... And you even know all the dance moves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so this is the second time I've gotten to see this and I'm just amazed. And I really wish that the show was video so the fans here, the beer fans out there in the Bruniverse, you listeners are really missing out.
Wow, yeah.
We gotta do more video content.
Sorry, just use your imagination.
Oh boy. Yeah. So.
Oh, wait, before you taste it. Smell it.
I did. It smells.
Oh my God.
So this Evil Twin beer smells.
Smells like alcoholic jam.
Oh, no running
it
from
smells
this.
Like jam. It smells like full-on alcohol, though. Like, very, it's going to be intense.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell already.
Yeah, okay. So I'm holding it up to the light.
Uh-huh.
And it is absolutely no clarity whatsoever. It is dark as night, as I said before.
Mm.
Look at that. Frothy.
Bright as day.
Syrupy.
Dark as night. Beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
Oh, is that what they say?
I think so.
Hmm.
It's pretty close.
Anyway, let's try this thing.
Okay. It smells like walnut and cardamom.
Wow.
And then Holy. It comes down like
mm-hmm.
with a little bit of cinnamon and almost like a little bit of a ginger snap thing going on there. I don't know. What's that face? What does that mean? Is this a good face? Or
no.
No.
Sadly, it's not for me. Wow. That is a massive fail. Oh, I feel so bad. I was looking forward to it so much.
I'm sorry.
Ugh, it tastes like I don't know. Red NyQuil. It tastes like it's cough syrup and it's gonna knock me out and put me to bed.
Okay.
Probably not gonna drink it. I feel bad. But I have really enjoyed
I'll
all the
it.
Things that Evil Twin has done before. I'll just continue drinking this ESB because it's much more my flavor
okay.
right now. I think that's the first time I've ever not liked a beer.
Okay, well, I'll take over from here.
Now I have two glasses of beer.
Double trouble.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I doubt Evil Twin is going to actually listen to this, so...
Well, I don't think they would be offended. Not every beer is for every consumer, so...
That's true.
There's the beer for everybody. There's multiple beers for everybody, but, you know, not every beer is going to be for everybody, so...
Yeah. Too bad. It has all the makings of the perfect flavor for me, but it's sadly reminiscent of my...
Not your jam.
I don't know. Sadly.
Not your space jam.
Yeah.
Do your jam. All right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Let's roll on. So one of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit was your partnership with Freeland. You've been doing not only the plants at Culmination, but both of Freeland's locations, including their second and newest Lake Oswego location.
Yeah.
Freeland Spirits. We've talked about them a little bit before in the past. Bronwyn, you've worked with them more. You tell the fans a little bit about them.
Mm. Freeland Spirits is, I mean, it's just the most wonderful place. It feels like such a great place for creative expression, and they're just so encouraging. It's an all-female owned and operated distillery here in Portland. Jill is the mind behind the whole thing, and she's so wonderful. She's like, I don't know, your best friend and your business partner and your mom and like every encouraging teacher you've ever had, like, rolled into one.
Aww.
She's so wonderful.
That sounds adorable.
Yeah, she's really great. And the women behind the operation itself are just incredible. They're so smart, so knowledgeable, and inspiring. And I feel so encouraged by them all the time.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky to have known Lee Hedgman. I know.
I love Lee.
She's just one of, like,
she's awesome.
This is exactly what I mean by why I love this place so
much. I've known that lady so many years, and a pleasure to be around, and so smart, and
she's fucking killing it.
Definitely one of my
favorite
people.
She's a badass. She's such a boss, and she knows what she wants.
Yeah, we've been following her career from a would-be brewer and to home brewer to professional brewer to distiller, professional distiller, and now she's got her own business. And, I mean, she has just, over the years, it's just been such a pleasure to follow her career and see what she's up to.
Truly, yeah, she's super inspiring. Yeah. And, every single person there is like that. They're just so awesome. And I don't know how I got so lucky. I mean, I got lucky because we know Lee, and she was the one who put me in contact with them. And so I really owe her a huge debt of gratitude, because without her connection, I don't know that I would have this amazing job that I get to do.
Yeah.
So, I take care of the plants at the Northwest location. We did an expansion onto their patio, which has been a really fun learning curve for me. I love taking care of the indoor plants. I came in and I revitalized the plants in the front planter boxes. And then when Freeland decided to expand, they came to me and they asked me for their plants.
Ooh. I'm gonna pour some of their bourbon.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna wait until you got to that part of the story, but I'm gonna have to open the Freeland bourbon.
Do it. It's
now.
It's excellent. It really is. Even JP likes it, and he's like an expert.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, when Freeland decided to expand their operation to another area of Lake Oswego, they came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in doing the plants down there. And immediately, obviously, more than anything, it's a resounding yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because nothing has been more fun.
Oh, yeah.
That
first day when we went and we went down there, they had a gift for you.
Oh, they did. Yeah. And they had a bottle of their bourbon for us. And yeah. It's amazing.
They let you pick out from a bunch of bottles.
Yeah.
Most of them were gin, but this was the one bourbon bottle that they had.
Yeah. So we went with the bourbon, but their gin is also incredible. I mean,
we're not much gin drinkers over on this side of the table, but for you gin people out there, you should definitely check them out.
It's their gin cocktails that are just absolutely out of this world. I mean, every cocktail they make,
really?
they handcraft everything. They actually use fresh herbs from the garden. They constantly incorporate like fresh rosemary, fresh lavender, and they're just, I have lemongrass growing in their patio as well. So they're really able to incorporate a lot of like real true botanicals into their drinks that they're making and crafting. So anyway, they expanded down to Lake Oswego and I did a big ceiling installation for them. And I've had so much fun with the planter boxes in the front, and it's hopefully going to be opening within a couple weeks. I think their grand opening date as of right now, which is tentative, is the 9th.
Okay.
Which awesome. Is also a very special day.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Because it's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Yeah. So look for, if you follow Freeland Spirits on Instagram or social media in any way, you'll probably get an update of when they're actually going to be opening, which, you know, you should definitely go and check out the space, especially in Lake Oswego.
Yeah, right on.
Because
they've
put in a lot of work there and it's really great.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure we're all going to enjoy seeing your wonderful work. So yeah, definitely check that out. I think that's a show. I mean, we covered a lot of territory in a very small amount of time. We loved sharing our trip to Seattle with you. Hope you guys don't miss John and Ryan too much. They'll be back next week, where we're going to be talking about some more of the Seattle beers that we picked out, and some more fresh hops that are going to be released. Culmination has the Pointy Birds Fresh Hop Ale coming out. It's on draft as of now, and you can get some of that as well as the Amarillo by Morning at the tap room, if you're in Seattle right now, you can get Amarillo by Morning right now. and then I think next week we got, after Pointy Birds, we have Vast Petrichor, which is also going to be available in cans. They're doing that a double batch, so that's going to be pretty cool and exciting. Culmination's got 3 different fresh hop beers, so I'm pretty stoked. And yeah, the Pointy Birds, by the way, was a collab with Fractured Brewing, which is a new upcoming label that's in their fledgling stages. So we'll be learning more about them from their brewer, Darren Provenzano, very soon. Beer fans, we do this show for you. I want to thank you guys all for listening. If you want to help support the show, check us out on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/brewhappy and donate as little as a dollar. If you want to get goodies like Jeremy Landers a couple episodes ago, he's a Patreon subscriber that got a McKellar tap handle.
Ooh.
And the rest of you Patreon subscribers are getting one too. It is in the mail.
Wow. I wonder, is Luke, my friend, still a Patreon member?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Maybe he'd love a tap handle, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's a really experienced, really cool home brewer.
Oh, he's going to dig it then, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, Luke and the rest of you Patreon subscribers, thank you again so much for your support. We really do appreciate you. And I think... you're right now listening to the Brew Happy Tunes playlist on Spotify. If you want some really cool Fitz hits from our DJ Fitz Magic, Ryan Fitzgerald, check it out. I use it whenever we're on a road trip, like this past week, and whenever we're like doing stuff around the house, around the yard, when I'm sitting in traffic.
That's a great playlist.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He does a good job. All right, beer fans, I don't just like you. I love you, and I want to have a beer with you. Until next week, keep brewing, but brew happy. Yeah. Cheers.
This production is brought to you by Brew Happy Media, the ultimate brewer's media resource. For more information, go to thebrewhappyshow.com and brewhappypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Brew Happy. For more cigar pairings, please check out our sponsor, paulcigars.net. Questions, concerns, advertising, or guest relations, please reach us at brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Remember, brew happy. Drink responsibly. Cheers.